Begin the Gemara and Daf Masech the Shulah Daf Yedal. The beginning of a basic mitzvah Masech. The beginning of the Gemara Abba Kamaisin the Lamaisin LeKarbim Mechulim. So we're saying that the first four that they don't bring to a carbon. So that we're not counting. Only the last four that brings to the chiva carbon, those are counting. This text is the primary. That's how it appears to Rashi also, because Alpha Bisha appears according to Brish Minsech the Shabbos, although Rashi explains in Shabbos Tav Gimel and Alf. Hanados Lechiv Chatos Kachash, we're only counting in the Shemoin Shein, we have the Arba, the Dal Shehim, over there when it talks about the four types of Haitzah, that's eight. Why doesn't it mention them all? We only mention those that bring to Achiv Chatas, which Rashi explains in Akiris, which those are the picking up, not the putting down. So that's the Kamaisis. So it's a Lekashimidi. That's not difficult, because here we're saying only the end, not the beginning. Now the Hasamayri, because they were talking about Bezeh, Oike Bezeh Maneach. We're talking about Asher and the Ani, one guy's picking up, one's putting down. Banocha, we're running putting down. Ena Maneach, Yoch, Libet, Achiv Chatas. The one who's putting down, if he didn't do the picking up, he can never come to the Achiv Chatas, because you have to have a Kira and a Nocha. But the guy picked it up. He could have come to Achiv Chatas if he would finish it up himself. So then we mentioned the Akira, because that could lead to Achiv Chatas. Just knowing in the beginning, you're not liable for anything. You don't become liable at the end. Therefore, he would pick the end, they would pick the beginning. And it says, and they're both what's called, that could be Maisel de Carbon, even though they're opposites. It says, at the beginning of the Gemara, Zil Karbi Rabu. Well, this is a case of, you know, what do you mean? You don't know. A basic pasuk in Chumash, they ask any child in school. Meaning, so they explain, have a kamoshish kan yediyah. So it's like as if he did have a wins, even though he never learned this. So he should have asked, and everyone knows this. Because even little children know about this. But in contrast, regarding a sheretz in metamim bekadosho, that if it contaminates the size of a lentil, the besom of the Gemara brings shortly, ain't you do it? Let me know. Only the students know that. Not every little child knows that, but that's not considered necessarily that yadidiyah betchila. Then it says, we can say typically, why didn't you say it's sufficient the other bebeisir rabbi that he knew this in cheder kishalama when he learned tzav metame that the toad is metame and not the svardeya? So what do you mean that itself should be that he had a yedia? So it says, you can say no, but shloim lamad. This guy never learned. Eloriah, he saw shloim in his arm that everyone else in the world is careful with this. But he didn't know which one. So therefore, he himself. Never had a yediyah from Ched. Or Yinam, you could say, Lamed Lehaven. He learned, but he never understood. Bin Tzav Levet Tzavadeya, Mei Olam. Like his Rebbe's Taich, the Verta, but he didn't even know what this even means. It's Tzav and Tzavadeya. But Yiddish Tzavadeya, you could also explain, Zir Kol Be Ravu. What does that claim? In other words, what does that mean? Hare Kol Cholom Beis Rabbi. Yeah, you're right. That's what the Gemara is asking, actually. This question. He learned about in Cheder. Shetzav Ksiv Beparsha. And therefore, that's what he's asking. So what do you mean? Like Zil Kol Be Ravu. He did know that. That's what the Gemara actually asked. Now, it says, you can't say it's talking about a child that actually never grew up with Jews, because since he knows one of them is Metame, he just doesn't know which one, so obviously he grew up in a from family, and therefore that's not an option to explain that it's because of Tinnik Shanishba. He says, in the words of the Gemara, so the question is, he knows it's a basic Mikdash, just doesn't know where the place is, like a Ben Bubble that came up to Eretz Yisrael. What's halacha? So Tzitzik from Lefi Mashapirish, that we explained the chashav yediya as considered yediya, as we said in the previous Tzitzik Mashahoy Lelishol that he should have asked. So why is that considered yediya here? He should have asked people around. So you have to explain the bezman hazeh ma'atuman to the current days. She'im otzi lishol heichem mekamei. There's not really anyone really around to ask where the place is. So then why picking someone from Babel? And even in Eretz Yisrael? No, Levisha ben Eretz Yisrael. The people from Eretz Yisrael, Regin Lahakar Yisrael, they're more accustomed to recognizing exactly where the Makom HaMikdash is. Now it's a wonder, why don't you consider Vanilla Mechlal the Yoda, where this is not considered, Vanilla, it sounds like that you knew and then you forgot. You never knew the place, so why is the Gemara entertained to say that this would be considered like a case of Vanilla? Like the Gemara said on Daf Hey, that vanilla means to say that that you know at one point that you knew. By the Torah we said the same thing. That you knew that it's a Torah in the world, that you just didn't know how to evaluate it. So um,
So that's what Taisis is asking, is that why isn't that sufficient that you know the Makom Mikdash, that you shouldn't go in? So why to the contrary, why is that not considered as Yediya and Halama, where you don't know exactly where the place is? It should be included in Benel Machal Biyada, because you did know about it, because you didn't know the specifics. The words of maybe because since you don't know where the place is, so that's like that, like you never knew about it. So that's the question: is that considered as yediyah or not? So it starts the picture. We're going to Rashi explains like dami lidiyas based rabbi. What's the question? Why don't you say, as the Gemara previously explained regarding the sheretz, that you learned this in cheder? So you know that you're not allowed to go into the makom mikdash. So you know this already. So what's the question? Of course, it should be considered that you had a yediyah. So it says, no, the Hasim Yadr Sharat Metamid. Then he knows that a Sharat contaminates. When he touched the Sharat, he didn't remember what he learned. So he told him the Giyazu that it should become turned from this touching. And Mashmud Lahab Adiyah is based Rabba, Yadiyah. So it sounds like that the Yadiyah is based Rabba is not Yadiyah. Can Yadr Bashas Nagiyah, Shanagab Sharat? Well, okay, that's actually another idea. So in other words, in contrast over here, where he really never knew this idea, he just knew that it's a Malkamik, but he didn't know this specific. So maybe it's not. But then says Mashmud Lahab Yadiyah is based Rabba Yadiyah. Sounds like it's not considered Yadiyah. Can Yadr Bashas Nagiyah, Shanagab Sharat? But as long as you have to know at least that you touched the Sharat, it's just you don't have to remember the halacha. But says Leil Beperikam, and previously in Nafhim and Aleph, the Parak the Gemara asks Umiyik the less Alei Yediyas Beis Rabba is to anyone who doesn't know like what he learned in the Cheder. So the Gemara says, okay, Meshkach so betinlik shenish b'menachem. You're right. You could have a way like someone that grew up capped amongst the Gentiles. So says according to what Rashi said, Hamatzla Shnu, the Gemara could have just simply answered Kugan Shliyod B'Shas Nagish Shnagib B'Sheretz, that he just didn't know when he touched it that he touched the Sheretz, and then it wouldn't qualify for Yediyas Beis Rabba. So that's a question Taisa asks.